Hi there. The word for today is on overcoming your fears. In Job 11, verse 18, we read, "You will be secure because there is hope. You will look about you and take your rest in safety." Great promise, eh? Famous people throughout history have suffered from phobias. Napoleon was crippled by Illyriophobia, an irrational fear of cats. Queen Elizabeth I was terrorized by Anthrophobia, an abnormal fear of flowers. She particularly feared roses. Billionaire Howard Hughes was practically incapacitated by Misophobia, a pathological fear of germs. Edgar Allan Poe, Harry Houdini, and Adolf Hitler suffered from claustrophobia. Even the father of modern psychoanalysis, Sigmund Freud, grappled with agoraphobia, a fear of crowds and public places. Now, the trouble with many of us is that we deny dealing with any kind of overwhelming fear and rarely consider it a serious problem. But the fact remains that our fears hinder us on our journey toward change, and unless we face them, we'll never reach our God-given potential or destiny. Maybe you don't view the thing that's bothering you as a fear at all. It could be a feeling or situation you habitually avoid, or maybe one you leave to others to handle. Whatever it is, the only way to overcome it is to call it what it is. Confront it, draw on God's strength, and make a decision to change. And today he offers you his strength to do just that. His word says you will be secure because there is hope. You will look about you and rest in safety. Where does that promise originate? The Bible, God's infallible word. And here's another of those promises, Isaiah 41 verse 10. "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." That's the word for you today.